Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Howdy, 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 ho. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Always great to have you together with me taking this journey down the Every Day is Saturday road. What's up? November 11th, shout out to all the veterans who served in all the armed forces. It's Veterans Day here in the United States where we honor the men and women who have served our country. Congratulations. Thank you so much. It allows me to do what I do. It allows some simpleton in Southwest Ohio to scream into a microphone and create audios that inspire and motivate entrepreneurs all around the world. Thank you to all the veterans out there. Happy Veterans Day. You know what else? It also happens to be my mom's birthday today, November 11th. She passed away July 7th, 1997. You know, the hole in the heart is still there. It never really goes away. It's pretty wild. If you've ever had a death in the family, it's just, I don't know how to explain it. Or even a death of a loved one. It's really weird. It's like, it doesn't hurt as much now because it's 2015 as it did 18 years ago, but it still hurts. It's kind of a weird feeling. If you've lost a loved one, you know what I'm talking about. Funny, my mom's birthday is always on Veterans Day, obviously, and there's no mail in the United States on Veterans Day. So mom's order to all of her children, eight kids she raised, I happen to be the youngest of eight kids, mom simply said this: if you can't get the card there the day before, don't bother sending it. Alrighty then. So mom, you never really had to wonder what mom was thinking. And I think I've carried that trait with me as well. Her other order to her kids was don't take any from anybody. And you know what? I think I've done pretty well with that one too. So wherever you are on today, November 11, 2015, or if you're listening to this replay many days, many months down the road, congratulations for waking up. That's a big chore. To get up, stand up, step up, and get ready for the day. You know what's funny is waking up is a pretty damn big deal for a lot of individuals because they don't take it for granted. If you don't believe me, go to a hospital anywhere around your local community and look at the individuals who are struggling every day to breathe, struggling every day to just to get moving, using walkers and canes, and even if they have all of their limbs, they're not working functionally. And yet we have individuals here who are perfectly healthy who sit on their ass and they don't do anything. And they take. Perfectly healthy individuals. But not you. You're the individual who gives. And you give so you can receive. And when you receive, you start the giving process again. And when you give, you start the receiving process. It's called cash flow for a reason. Okay? Because cash is flowing in and out of your life all day, all the time. You're creating new streams of income. You're not focusing on one thing and staying there for the rest of your life, hoping and praying that it gets better. If it doesn't get better, then you start a new stream. And then when that stream gets to be to a certain point where you can outsource it and give it to someone else to manage, you start another stream. For example, you may want to get into real estate investing. That's great. You can do that while you currently have a job. You may want to start an online business. That's super. You may do that with your real estate. Neither one of it's not an either or proposition. You can have multiple streams of income. I read a book. I think it was Robert Allen wrote that book, Multiple Streams of Income. Right around the turn of the millennium, around 2000, I became a big reader of entrepreneurial stuff in 2000, 2001, 2002, especially that time frame. I was going to the public library before I ever knew of any type of MP3 downloads. Podcasting wasn't even around back then. Imagine that. This was only 15 years ago. Podcasting had yet to come. And so I went to the public library on my lunch break here in Cincinnati, Ohio. I was a corporate slave. I had been promoted or demoted, whichever way you want to look at it, to management, where it's really a vow of poverty. You work twice as much for half the pay. but you get the title and you get the parking spot and you get to go to the, wait for it, holiday party. Yes, sirree. You get to go to the holiday party. You get your little tchotchke. Oh, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. You get a poinsettia too. You know the red plant? You get one of those as well to take home. And then you get to work over the holidays, by the way. So when I was going through that transition in my life, going, what in the hell did I just sign up for? Are you kidding me? I got to run an adult daycare now, which is what management is. It's an adult daycare. Sam, do you have a minute? I need to speak with you. Yeah, sure. What you got going on? Let's have an hour of power right now, baby. Let's strategize. Let's get after it. Let's plan your day, because every day that ends in Y is your day. What you got? Have a seat there, Tommy. Close the door. Okay. Yeah. Steve is talking about me to Stanley, one aisle over, and I heard him, and I also heard that Steve's getting better leads than I'm getting. And I just wanted to know why Steve is getting better leads than I'm getting. I'm like, okay, here we go. Here we go. So I'll tell you what. Rather than wear a suit and tie during the day, why don't you put the old Garanimal outfit on, and we'll pretend we're back in kindergarten, and I'll get in a book out called See Spot Run. We'll get you graham crackers and a warm glass of milk, and we'll just kind of sit around here, and we'll bring all the other little whiny asses in here, and we'll just read a story to everybody, because you know what's happening right now is you ain't going anywhere. You're going to stay in this perpetual hamster mill for the rest of your life, taking that secure paycheck, and you're going to be offended by Steve and Stanley, and they're getting the better leads, and they're talking about you. Let me tell you, when you become an entrepreneur there, Tommy, what happens? You provide your own leads. You go out and get the leads, and people talk about you 10 times as much because you get an old bullseye on your back there, because when you become successful there, Tommy, people can't stand it. Matter of fact, I'm going to go try this myself, and I promise you, you're not going to be able to stand me very much longer, because I'm going on the road to Saturday. But I digress, Tommy. Get out of here. So when I was running that adult daycare, I was also becoming an entrepreneur on the side. I was reading, because what? Leaders are readers. So I found this book, Multiple Streams of Income, and it really resonated with me. You know, I was like, wow. So I know I'm a corporate slave. I know I sit in an office all day long and just stare aimlessly like a fish out of a fishbowl. Now I know how fish feel. You ever wonder how a fish feels? Just kind of swimming back, swimming forth, swimming back and forth, back and forth. Well, just go to anybody in an office who's got a really good salary, but they got no life. They're the fish in the bowl. They're just staring out the window, wishing and praying that they could be doing what you're doing right now, having any type of hope, because they have no hope. So when I was sitting looking out my fishbowl that day, I thought, you know, Multiple Streams of Income, that sounds like a really neat title of a book. So I bought it, and I used to spend a lot of time at Barnes & Noble because the furniture was nicer than what I had in my house at the time. And the nice leather chairs, I would sit there and I would read books. And that's one of the books that I read, Multiple Streams of Income. And it got me thinking, damn, I can invest in real estate. Damn, I can invest in not even an online business, because that really wasn't even a big deal back then. You know what I was going after? And if you read my book, No More Work Days, The Journey to Making Every Day a Saturday, I was going to invest in gumball machines. Yes. That was my ticket to freedom. I also subscribed, by the way, to Direct Mail magazines about business opportunities, and gumball machines were big. I figured I could go around to various establishments around the city of Cincinnati on my lunch hour and replenish the gumballs that were eaten and used and stolen, and empty all the money out of there, you know, all the dimes and all the quarters. And I would do that several hundred times a month, I'm guessing, to punch my ticket to freedom. But then that idea went away. Actually, my boss came in one day and said, what the hell are you reading? I said, looking at buying some gumball machines. What do you mean gumball machines? What are you going to do with gumball? I said, you know, just some money on the side. You get back to work, man. What are you, an idiot? It's like, you know what? Yeah, that doesn't really sound like freedom to me. I don't want to be driving around in my company car with a whole bunch of gumballs replenishing them. I couldn't even walk upstairs right now in my house and have any energy or passion to replace gumballs. But it got me thinking, okay, maybe not gumballs. I went out and looked at a tanning salon on my lunch hour one day and said, oh, yeah, you know what? I think I want to do tanning. Maybe I'll do that. And I said, no. Well, someone burns your skin. I don't feel like getting sued, you know. So I got out of that real quick. But then I found real estate, And then I started speaking, and I just figured, you know, I'm just going to keep doing stuff. Some of it's going to make money. Most of it won't make any money. But if one out of 10 of my ideas actually earns income, then that's all I need to have happen. So my challenge to you today is find one stream of income today to focus on and see if that's what you want to do. And when you do it, you might fail. Matter of fact, you probably will fail. And that's why most people don't have the spine and the backbone to actually stay in the game, because they can't, for some reason, when we're kids, we fall down, get up, fall down, get up, fall down, fall off our bike, get up, fall off our bike, get up. But boy, we become 30, we get soft, man. It's like, holy cow. You know, it's like, fall down, I'm not getting up. I'm not getting up, because and we pout like a damn baby, you know. Not even like a baby, because a baby would actually get back up. So be a baby. Get up. Stand up for what you want to do, man. Find a stream of income. If it fails, so what? It fails. Welcome to entrepreneurship. You know, wipe the dirt off and get back up and try something else. Because you know why? 9 out of 10 businesses fail, and even the 1 out of 10 that succeed, 9 out of 10 of those fail because people just give up. They think, well, it's not for me. This isn't for me. It's Sam Crowley. Sam Crowley can make it work, but it's just not for you. You know what? Sam Crowley's been broke, okay? Sam Crowley's failed 10,000 times. Sam Crowley's found 1, 2, 3 things out of 100 that worked, and he stuck with them. And he knows that it's a gift. It's a damn gift to be able to wake up and, you know what? Drink your gallon of water. Shout out to Jason. Hit me up on Twitter. Said he drank a gallon a few days ago. If you're drinking a gallon of water, hit me up on Twitter. Just say 1 gallon. I drank a gallon yesterday in 45 minutes working out at the gym. In 45 minutes, I drank a gallon of water. That's it. You know, did I have to pee? Yeah, for the next couple hours, you bet I did. But you know what? By the time I went to bed, I didn't have to. And that was at like 4 o'clock where I had my gallon of water. Drink a gallon of water. You've got to drink it in an hour. Drink it throughout the course of a day. It's your body replenishing. You can have coffee, but so many people chug down like a gallon of coffee before 9 a.m. But, oh, no, I can't drink a gallon of water. That's just too much. What are you talking about? Your body's made up mostly of water. What do you mean? Is your body made up mostly of coffee? No. Is your body saying, geez, you know, if I could just get more coffee, I'll have, you know, I'll be healthier? No. No. Water. Get your water. Get your gratitude jar. Get your head screwed on straight. And get your mojo going, baby, because it's going to be an amazing day. For you. Sam Crowley. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know what's going on, man. Oh, by the way, leave a 5-star rating on iTunes for the show so champions just like yourself can find it. Let me know you're listening at Sam Crowley on Twitter. I want to know what's going on with you. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.